Okay, Justin, appreciate you taking the time to come talk to me today. Before we get right into it, we can let everybody know where you're actually from.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up just off Grey Road 16 in Chatsworth, Ontario. I went to the St. Mary's Catholic High School in Owen Sound.
So sometimes it's easier just to say you were from the Owen Sound area.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yes.
So the big news of the day is you now hold the Canadian record for total in powerlifting. You totaled 2298.3, just over 2,200 pounds, or closer to 2,300 pounds, I guess, really, which set a new Canadian record for powerlifting. How did you transition from where you were, because you said you started out as a cyclist, into powerlifting? Because if you look at it on paper, the two sports are not really close.
No, they're not. I grew up cycling with the Owen Sound Cycling Club a lot, and the one thing when you're riding a bike, for those of you who haven't done it for a long period of time, it hurts a lot, right? And growing up in Owen Sound, as we know, you can't ride your bike in the winter.
No.
Right?
You have like 2 good months.
Exactly, right? So if I wasn't, you know, playing basketball or I wasn't swimming, you know, we'd be in the weight room, right? And that transitioned throughout life. And then when I stopped cycling, I actually gained a bunch of weight. I looked at it yesterday, I gained 60 pounds in over 4 months.
60,
and
60.
And I became a New Year's resolutioner. And I actually started with the New Year's resolutioners. And it just turned into this love of chasing numbers, getting stronger and stronger. So
when you first started, did you lose some of that weight?
Right away. Yeah, because it was such a short period of time.
Right.
A lot of it just went right off. But
okay.
Yeah.
So you transitioned into powerlifting. Mm-hmm. And from what I saw, you started powerlifting at around 230, 237?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was what year, 2015?
Yeah, so there's a couple of meets that, because we have a new operating software that logs all the meets, there's a couple of meets that weren't on there. So my first meet was actually at early 2014.
Okay.
I was always rocking around about 230 pounds, 240 pounds. And then just slowly over the last decade, I've just kind of grown.
Okay, so that transitions neatly into growing from 237 to when you set the record, you weighed in at 304.
Yeah, 304 pounds.
304 pounds, 308 pound weight class.
Yeah.
What would you say are some of the challenges going from, because your height hasn't changed, right? It's just been a body weight, body composition thing. What would you say are some of the challenges going from 237 to being over 300 pounds in a competition?
Yeah, so just the lifestyle difficulties. Some mornings, shoes and socks are a little bit difficult. car selection is another one.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I'm very blessed because I have a very good staff around me that keep me really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the blood pressure and heart rate, all that sort of stuff is really good. But I'm not going to be chasing anybody at any point in time soon. No running for me.
At the body weight you're at now, is it where you plan on staying going forward?
Yeah, so I've been this body weight now for about a year, and it just kind of seems to be where I stay, right? Mm-hmm. Like if I eat a little bit, I might go up 10 pounds, but I always just kind of come right back to the 300 to 304 pound area.
Okay.
I do have an idea to potentially cut to 275, like do a weight, like a water cut, a weight cut to 275 next year, but that does affect performance, and I just like lifting a lot of weight, and when you cut weight like that, you lose some. So I'll probably stay at the 300 pound weight class.
So for people that don't know, in powerlifting, it's generally better to stay at the weight that you're at, right? Because cutting weight, like you said, can impact performance. It can impact how you feel. Have you ever done a drastic cut before a show?
No. When I did Worlds in 2016, I was very scared because I flew down to Louisiana to do it. And I'd been online. There wasn't a lot of information at the time, but something said that you retain more water when you fly. So instead of doing a big weight cut, I just lost the weight over the course of the year and then showed up really light for weigh-ins.
And competed at that at that weight.
Yeah.
So you transitioned from being about 237, 240, grow over the years from 2015 into now 2023 when you take the record. At what point over the course of that, you know, 8 years, did you realize, hey, I can get the record?
To be honest, I'm very blessed, like with the parents that I have. So my mom, hi mom and dad, they raised me very well. They always told me to be competitive. And the one mindset my mom put in me was in grade seven, when I was at Notre Dame, we had track and field day, and I wanted to go and do shot put, but it was a day out of school. And my mom said, "How are you going to do?" And I'm like, "Well, I'll probably get second because Mackenzie is going to beat me because he's a year older than me." She said, "Well, you're not going then." And so I learned very early on that if you're going to go to a competition, even if you don't believe that you can win, you have to kind of wire yourself to think that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was actually transitioning, kind of coming into powerlifting, the first time I squatted 500 pounds, I said, I'm going to squat 1,000 pounds one day. and I got laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think about that. I'm not quite there yet. I got another 50 pounds to go, but I knew right then and there, I'm like, I like this. I'm good. I have very good genetics. This is what's going to happen. And so this whole last 10 years has just been me chasing that at this point.
So that was always sort of the goal, was to just be the strongest you can be and get that. Do you know personally who had the record before you?
Yeah, so there's a guy, I believe he was out of Windsor, Sarnia area. His name is Kelly Brand. He had the record. He lifted 2,246 pounds across the three lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came in at the American Pro this year. And we snatch it from him by 50 pounds.
Do you know him personally?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. No.
So for those that don't know, powerlifting consists of your three big lifts, your squat, bench, deadlift, and they take the best. You get three attempts at each, and they take the best of each successful lift.
Yes.
And that's what goes into your total.
Yeah.
Headed into 2024, now that you have the record, what is the next goal? Because some people will see it as, okay, I've got the record, we're good to go. Mm. Obviously, that's not who you are. No. There's always going to be the next thing. No. So what's the next thing for Justin Zottel?
Until I'm number one all time in the world, I'm not stopping.
That's the big goal. That's the big one. What is the total?
Right now, I believe it's 2606.
Okay.
That is held by a super heavyweight. So that's the overall. Like, that's regardless of weight class. As you said, I'm not a super heavyweight. I'm a 308. I believe the current record for us is 2474.
Okay.
So I have a competition. I have a couple competitions lined up. So I'd like to take a swing at that either at the end of next year or at the end of 24 or early 2025 will be when I'm taking a swing at that.
Okay. This year you competed twice.
Yep.
Year prior, three times. Seems to be about the average, two or three times. Is that the plan for 24 as well?
No, actually, because of how well I did at that meet, I got a number of really cool opportunities coming up to me. So this year it's actually going to be four. I'd apologize to my coaching staff on that one because they weren't overly thrilled. Just because it's a lot for the body to handle. You can't be redlining it year round. You can't have, you know, 900 pounds loaded on your back every week because your body just breaks down, right? So we do have to be a little bit smart with what meets we actually target to do better at.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of really cool opportunities this year. Like, we're going to Salt Lake City. We have Miami. We have West Virginia. We're doing one in Burlington on February 3rd. There's going to be a lot of traveling this year.
So powerlifting, strength sports are growing exponentially.
Yes.
A lot of that has to do with social media, YouTube, Twitch. There's places for people to actually go to watch these events.
Yeah.
Being that you're a kid from a small town, right, representing Canada on such a big stage, going to the States, doing these big shows, where can people go to see your progress? And then subsequently, obviously, because you post the links on where people can see these events, where can people from the area that want to support the local boy go to see these?
So I do have, I have Instagram. So my Instagram handle is at Full Zottel, Z-O-T-T-L. That's where I post most of my stuff. I'm not great at the social media stuff. As you said, growing up in a small town, it wasn't really something I cared to do, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Chatsworth, if I wanted to socialize, I went to Coffee Time.
Yes.
Right. That's where we go. Right. So it wasn't, it's not something I'm fantastic at. My lovely fiance is much better than I am at that. That's where you see most stuff. There's a couple of videos on YouTube where I do have my lifts there, but that's done by other people. That's organizations and whatnot taking care of that for me.
So next goal is the world record. People can follow you on the social media.
Yeah.
That's obviously a big portion of your life.
Mm.
Outside of that, we've spoken about this. You like to give back.
Absolutely.
You're a big proponent of giving back to the sport, giving back to your roots. Outside of training, what are you doing right now to give back to the sport?
Yeah, so my fiance and I, Len, we run a powerlifting team. So we take clients on online, and we coach them all through basically on the phone, right? That's a beautiful thing with social media. As much as I dislike it, it's also given me, you know, a very good career. And so what we do is we help program and we create a team of just really positive people. And that's actually a requirement to be on our team. You have to basically just be a good person. We don't care how strong you are, just that you're a good person and you want to learn. And with that, we ref, we go to every single competition we can. We just help people out. We'll be at meets. And I mean, I know I've done this for you, where I won't even know the person's name. And I see they're by themselves and they're struggling. I'm like, no, not today. You're with us. We're taking care of you today.
I have to say, it's one of the, it was a big push for me when I would see you in the back of a weight room and in a warm-up room for a competition, helping people with their wraps and their sleeves, because you don't know them from Joe, and you just want to say, you know, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
So as powerlifting grows, as the strength sports grow, would you say that's one of the biggest messages that you want people to take away from this?
Absolutely.
That the positivity is there?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, with the last few years we've had as just a country, as a world, to be positive. right? And just kind of giving back to other people is going to spread that little bit of positivity each and every interaction you have. And that's how we can actually make a change and make not just strength sports, but everything a lot more positive and bring people out of this kind of rut we've had.
What do you see when you're at these events that really hooks you into the sport? Because obviously you want to be bigger and stronger. Yeah. That's a big proponent of it. Yeah. But there has to be more outside of that. So what would you say there's something to somebody that might be on the fringe of, I kind of want to try it. I kind of don't know, you know, whether I want to get into it or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing you do is you want to get linked up with good people, right? And it's difficult being in a small area. I know in Dundalk, we have Skull House, right? Which is where we're going after to go train. There's a couple of gyms in Owen Sound that I know that have a couple of good powerlifting coaches there. And you want to get hooked up with people who know a little bit. But when you get to the meet, you're going to be intimidated. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? What's that guy lifting? Oh my goodness, how's that girl outlifting me? You know, all that type of stuff, right? But the really cool thing with it is that every single person that's been there that's competed has been exactly in your shoes. Nobody has ever gotten to a powerlifting meet and not done their first one. They understand the nerves, and that's what kind of brings people together. And it's that communal just, hey, we're going to push together. Because at the end of the day, it's me, it's you, it's the line, it's everybody against the weights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we're trying to beat that. And it's really cool when you see a lifter go to one meet and let's say they fail, you know, 100-pound bench press. And the next meet you see them get it and you see that excitement where they couldn't do it before and now they can. That's one of the coolest things for me. I love that.
Do you still have ties to the Owen Sound area?
I do. My mom and my dad, they still live in Owen Sound. My dad still supply teaches at both high schools. And my grandma lives up there. So yeah.
Have you had anybody from the old town reach out to you since you've kind of blown up on social media?
Yeah. Yeah. That's always kind of funny. I got a couple clients from Owen Sound, and one of them actually got taught by my dad, which was kind of an interesting conversation to have. that's always very interesting. And, you know, I know a couple of my buddies out in Meaford, my buddy Daryl. We used to race bikes together. And I remember the first time he realized, because he'd kind of see me on Instagram, and he was like, hey, that guy kind of looks familiar. He saw the name. He was like, he's grown. So I used to be this 160-pound kid, yeah. Right? And he's like, he's not so little anymore. But yeah.
So there's still obviously ties to that area. Before we go, is there anything that you want to get, like, send a message to where you grew up, something that's helped you along the way? Obviously, people talk about, you know, kids that grow up in the small town or grow up in the country are built different.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's impacted you? Are you built different because of that?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing too, like with growing up in a small town, what is there really to do? There's sports to play, mm-hmm. right? We have all these organized sports that are done by brilliant people. You know, I was very lucky to play football at St. Mary's High School in Owen Sound. Very lucky to be coached by the coaches that I had there, and just get kids involved. Don't just make them do one sport. Even though I grew up as a cyclist, my dad had me playing everything. Go out there, play, learn how to, you know, communicate with your teammates, work together as a group of people, because it's not just about sports at that point. It's about what you're going to do when you're older, right? If you can't effectively work together something as a team, how are you going to do it when you get to the corporate world mm-hmm. or whatever job you do, right? Mm-hmm. So get your kids registered in as many sports as they can. Let them try everything, right? And just get them involved.
Awesome. Justin, I appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk to me today. And hopefully we'll do it again when you break the world record.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.